Did she just say that? 30 minutes to laugh it up in the hip hop lounge with Lonnie Latte.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? I am Lonnie Latte in the Hip Hop Lounge podcast, where we talk about the hottest artists, including singers, rappers, comedians, and actors. I'm a comedian singer in the Detroit area, so this is gonna be fun. Today we are talking about MJ Harris. We're gonna be talking about MJ Harris today because he is one of the greatest dating coaches, relationship coaches out there, and we're going to get into it and talk about how he is and everything. And then, you know what, next week I think we'll talk more about Foolish. Foolish is one of the greatest comedians in the Detroit area and traveling around the United States, so we will be talking about Foolish next week. Hopefully you'll come and listen to what we got to say about Foolish, and also what we have to say about the dating topics, because I'm a relationship coach as well, like a dating coach. I don't call myself a relationship coach, but I'm more like a dating coach. Like me and MJ Harris, we give good dating tips about dating and stuff like that, and how to get through dating in today, because it's so different from back in the day. So we're going to be talking about our topic, which is going to be relationship roles. So like what a man does in a relationship, what a female does if they're living together. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. And the main point that I'm going to drive home is it's best to share the household and financial roles in a relationship. It's best to share it instead of saying, oh, no, you're the man in this relationship, you do this, or you're the woman, you know, I want you to sit around and look beautiful. And so it decreases the arguments, and many relationships end up falling apart for financial reasons, or, you know, fighting over household chores and who's paying what bills and cheating. So we're going to talk about that, you know, just like sharing a little bit instead of pointing the finger. And that's going to help out a little bit. But first, we're about to get into our first song. And this one, you're going to love it. This song right here, if I can make this thing stop, because my space bar is not letting it stop. This is Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing right here on Lonnie's Hip Hop Lounge podcast.
Morning, a sea was storming inside of me. Baby, I think I'm capsizing. The waves are rising and rising. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing is good for me. Makes me so fine.
Yeah, sexual healing, baby. Yes, that was Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing. Unfortunately, he is not with us anymore, but he's a great artist, and that's a great song. So I hope you enjoyed it. That is my jam. So you know we do stuff on the internet off the fly. If I could get a piece of Tyrese doing Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, I will try to get that for you within this session. But you know, if I can't, we'll try to get on next time or something. I'll get it for you. I promise I will find it. All right, so we're going to get back into it. MJ Harris is an actor, insurance guru, model, relationship coach, and social media influencer. He has a new book out called Get the F Out Your Own Way. He is very versatile and is in touch with his masculine and feminine side. He has great acting skills, so check him out if you're looking for an actor with masculine and feminine energy. And I would love to see him in a film. He is so charming. He's witty, he's talented, he's kind, and he's a great father of his nephew, Marco. Like, you gotta watch him on social media. Check him out on Instagram if you need insurance or you wanna see like how his good dating tricks work in your life, or how to make a man fall in love with you. Get his book, Get the F Out Your Own Way. Get it. Go to the website on Amazon.com and get his book. So that's up for MJ Harris. That's what's up. And we're going to play some songs, but we're going to talk a little bit more about relationship roles. When you're in a relationship, you can't just be like, well, you're a man, so you should be doing this. It just leads to arguments like, no, I told you to change the light bulb. I told you to fix the door, you know, and then get on them. When you could get a ladder, get a step stool, get up on your little step stool and off your high horse and put a light bulb in, or, you know, YouTube how to fix the door. Back in the day, there was no YouTube on how to fix the door, and women weren't working. So now women are working, you can get a job, and you guys can share in the roles at home. So definitely relationship roles have changed. It's not just the man taking out the trash or the woman washing the dishes. Let's talk about Toni Braxton. She has this song called How Many Ways, and we're about to get that into that. She's a great woman, singing and working on her, you know, doing her thing for many years and taking care of her sons. And so we applaud Toni Braxton for being versatile and raising young men and singing great songs. We're about to get into it. Toni Braxton right here on the Hip Hop Lounge with How Many Ways.
You just don't know. Woo!
Yeah. How many ways I love you. I love that song. That's by Toni Braxton. That she just shows up and shows out. I love Toni Braxton. Her songs are very loving and emotional, and you can sing along, and then sometimes she just takes it there and you just like, go Toni. We love Toni Braxton, you know, and for raising her two sons. Like I said, she's amazing. So that was Toni Braxton, How Many Ways. Make sure you get her Essentials album and get her album The Heat and her self-titled album Toni Braxton. So make sure you get them. And right now, we're about to talk about MJ Harris just a little bit more in the relationship roles. So now, MJ Harris having the, you know, I don't know why I didn't. It's telling me to mop and vacuum. Of course, I have to mop and vacuum. But if a man was around, you could share in mopping and vacuuming. Like, one person could vacuum, like the guy could vacuum because it's harder to push the vacuum and it's quicker. Like, guys are like, I want to go lay down, right, and watch the game. So he could vacuum, you could mop, you know, sweep and mop or whatever. Or he could sweep and then you could mop and then you could vacuum. However you want to split it. But you guys are up doing stuff together, you know, after work, because women are working. Or if you're home or whatever, you could say, hey, you know, I'm going to have the house clean. Maybe not by the time you get home, but during the day, you know, while you're home or whatever, I may be cleaning up too or something. Or get it clean by the time he gets home. It's kind of like working a 9-to-5. If you can get it done, the basic things that need to be done, you know. But the problem that the women have run into in doing all the chores and letting the man work is that when he gets home, he can pick anything in the house. And I learned this from living in the house with my mom. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and my dad worked. But if he wanted to go out with another woman and just needed an excuse to leave the house, or he just felt like picking an argument or whatever, or maybe it just wasn't done the way that he wanted it to be done, he could say, oh, you left some dust on the counter, the place is a mess, clean it up, you know. And then, you know, it's a 24-hour job at that point. So it wasn't as attractive to women. Women started going back to work after, I believe it was the Great Depression and the Civil War and all that stuff. I think it was after the Great Depression when men went off to war, when they, I guess women started working while they were off at war. And so that's how women got into actually working and things like that. Definitely, you know, nowadays women are working. The expectation is that on a general basis, the man and the woman's going to be bringing in income. Rather that's working or having your own company or bringing in some type of income from somewhere. So, because that's the way everything's set up with the economy nowadays. You need basically two incomes to be able to run a household and pay all the bills generally. So another thing is the bills. How do you split the bills in a relationship? The guy used to pay for everything. Now, men actually can have the woman pay, like, if she pays the electric bill, he'll pay the cable bill. And then you guys split the mortgage, you know, and stuff like that. Like, pay one of the bills. If he pays, say, let's say you have a water bill. If he pays the water bill, then you pay, like, maybe the cell phone bills or something. Be careful of letting your man pay the cell phone bill because he has access to all your information and want to bother you about where you went and what you spent and things like that. So I think that if you pay for your own cell phone bill, I think each person should pay for their own cell phone bill so nobody's like, oh, who'd you call? Who did this? Who did that? So I think that's a very good idea. But the roles in relationships, though, what it used to be is men took out the trash, men mowed the lawn, men fixed things around the house and paid the bills, and the woman did the dishes, she mopped, swept, detailed clean, took care of the kids, ran errands, and looked beautiful. That's a lot. It seems like a lot more than men did back in the day. And, you know, with so much stress on the woman to look good while the man just looked whatever when he got off work. You know, get a beer, put your hand down your pants and, you know, chest hair everywhere. Nowadays, guys are starting to manscape, meaning they are starting to get the hair off their chest or do hair removal products. There's creams out there for guys that remove hair, unsightly hair on your chest and under your arms and things like that. So that's really cool. Nowadays, just male and female do, they both work. So throw this list away. What are they talking about? Men do this and women do that. Throw it away. and leave it there. So start doing chores together and play and love on each other while you're doing the little chores and stuff, and you guys will like it and you'll argue less. Now, if you are single and you are, you know, the main breadwinner doing everything in your house, and you're going to have to pick days in which you do which chores. You know, like my alarm just went off. It said it's time to mop and vacuum, but I vacuumed yesterday, so I don't have to mop and vacuum today, which is why I was wondering why my alarm was going off. But it's good for this topic because as a single person liking someone and they're further away, he has to do all his chores. I have to do all my chores, unless he has some type of assistant or something, and probably does because he's a very busy guy, the guy that I like. So anyways, if you're single, you end up doing all this and paying all the bills. But with a mate and sharing the roles, it's going to be much more fun. But it's fun to be single too, because you'd be like, you don't have to tell nobody where you're going. You can go, come and go as you please. Come and go as you please. You know what I'm saying? So we are reaching the end of our show, but we have not talked to Rufus. Let's talk to Rufus and see what he's got to say.
Hey, Manny. I kind of got the roles mixed up between me and my girl. You know, now I've been trying to do some stuff to help her around the house. And now I'm stuck with this dust, this feather duster, feathers everywhere. Oh my God, dust everywhere. She didn't clean none of this up, Lonnie.
Well, anyway, Rufus, it's good for you to help out. She's working and doing all the roles from the 70s as well. That's not fair. Do it together and have fun, you know? Go blow your nose and get back to dusting. Or find something else to do and see if she'll dust or something. You guys trade off. You know, obviously she found a way to be able to dust before you started helping. So you guys share and have fun, you know? You dust one thing, maybe not use the feather duster. It's, you know, 2026. So get some Pledge out and a cloth and get to dusting, or some 409, whatever cleaner you're using. Get it out and use the cloth and stop getting dust all in your face. Anyway, Rufus, I gotta go. It's been fun, but I really gotta go. What are you doing? You're about to vacuum. I definitely got to get off here. That's loud. Anyway, bye, Rufus. Bye. Go help her. Yeah, so Rufus is helping out and getting into it with, you know, trying to get into, I guess, learning how to clean up. So we'll let him learn how to clean up. And we're going to hear a song from Mariah Carey. This one is called We Belong Together, right here on the Hip Hop Lounge.
Who's gonna talk to me when I'm on the sun comes up? Who's take your place. There ain't nobody better. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together. I can't sleep at night when you are on my mind. Bobby Womack's on the radio. Listen to me.
If you think you're lonely now.
Wait a minute, this is too deep, too deep. I gotta change the station, so I turn the dial, trying to catch a break. And then I hear baby's face. I only think of you. And it's breaking my heart. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm falling apart. I'm feeling all out of my element. I'm throwing things, crying, trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong. The pain reflected in the song ain't even half of what I'm feeling inside. I need you back in my life, baby. So when you left, I lost a part of me. It's still so hard to believe. Come back, baby, please, cause we belong together.
Yes, that was Mariah Carey with We Belong Together. We love that song. We love you, Mariah. That was awesome. She's so special to me. I love her songs. Make sure you get the Mimi's Emancipation album. Check her out on tour. You know, she's been in Vegas. She's been in so many other places. And just check her out on tour and get all her albums. And we are about to end our little podcast for the day. I'm thanking you for listening. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so the main point of today was share in the roles of a relationship. It feels much better when you share. You have more good times and laughs when you share the roles, especially lawn work, like, you know, sharing and who's going to do the lawn and mow the lawn and who's going to plant flowers. You can switch off, so it's not so much on one person or the other. It just makes the relationship much better. So make sure you try that. All right, thank you for listening. We're about to get out of here with one more song by me. It's your girl Lonnie Latte with Detroit Flossin. This is a song that many people love. Whenever I perform it, people are into it and they're singing along and they're just enjoying the song. And they love it. And so we're going to listen to some Detroit Flossin to get out of here. And thank you for listening on my podcast in the Hip Hop Lounge. Y'all have a great day on purpose. Here's Lonnie Latte with Detroit Flossin right here on the Hip Hop Lounge.
Yeah. hear our sound. Put your crowns on, get loud now. Yeah.
Loyal to your baby, loyal to this beat. That was Loyal to This Beat by me, your girl Lonnie Latte. So we are going to be getting off of here. I just wanted to come on here real quick once again just to say thank you. Thank you guys for always listening when I'm on Facebook Live and TikTok and when I'm on here on my website at LonnieLatteAndCo.com. But I'm going to be phasing out the Facebook Live as much. I'll be on there randomly and on TikTok randomly. But you can come here for my content on www.LonnieLatteAndCo.com. And, of course, the Hip Hop Lounge will be here on Saturdays. It's up usually any other time, but the new episode is guaranteed to be there usually Saturdays at 3 o'clock. But, you know, sometimes it comes up there before. So, you know, check in and check out of the website and share this website. Go to the top where the address box is where it says www.LonnieLatteAndCo. Copy that, highlight it, copy that whole address and share it on your social media and say, hey, check out Lonnie Latte Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On her page at LonnieLatteAndCo.com. Just share the site and say, hey, check this out, Saturdays at 3 o'clock. I love you guys. You know what? Make sure you have a great day. Be nice to somebody today. It doesn't take much to smile, so make sure you smile. It's easier and less muscles on your face to smile and be happy than to be mad. So make sure you are happy in your relationships and share in the roles that you do. And you're going to have a happier relationship. Those that work together and tell jokes together and cook together and clean together and pray together, stay together. Yes, have fun in all you do, and be a little forgiving. We talked about last week, I believe it was, how to forgive and forget. So if you forgot what we talked about, you can forgive somebody, but how do you forget? Sometimes it just takes like a tap on the leg to say, don't have that thought. You know, no self-harm, but like just a little tap to say, you know, I don't want to think about that, and then think about something happy that they've done, if it's worth forgetting. All right? I love you guys. Have a good day on purpose. This is Lonnie Latte and the Hip Hop Lounge. We out.